these same people who cried out, "Hosanna, hail to the King," would say, "Give us Barabbas," and crucify him, and crucify him, and mock him. In these 3 or 4 days, we saw what the power of what we might call today fake news. We saw what the power of sometimes people getting involved to spread lies and rumors and gossips can do, as they did to Jesus. They turned the crowd from supporting and loving him to wanting to crucify him. We as Christians, you know, face so many ways in which the world says to us, there are things that are more important than Jesus, that there are things more important to our faith. As we enter into this Holy Week, we have an opportunity to really to sit there and to say no to those fake news, to say no to those temptations, to say no to the world. And we have an opportunity to continue to proclaim Christ as our Messiah and continue to claim Hosanna as our King. You know, Bobby and I were just speaking as we were driving over to meet Ed and Judy. And he says, you know, if you look at, you know, holidays according to our secular celebration, you know, Easter, which is probably the most important, is the most important of our celebrations, you know, ranks, you know, really down on the list. I mean, it is probably celebrated less than Halloween. And yet we have an opportunity to make that different for our own sake. Because it's not only the world, it's not only others. You know, sometimes it's our own selves as we give in to sometimes our weaknesses, our temptations. And so I invite you this week, as we have walked with Jesus, and to continue the walk with him as his disciples, to gather this Thursday night as we celebrate the Last Supper, as we have a chance to, you know, as Jesus washed the disciples' feet, to have our feet or our hands washed as a sign of our discipleship, and to dry those of our family and friends and parishioners. As we celebrate the giving of the Eucharist, in which Jesus comes to us, not only on that Holy Thursday, but as he comes to us today and every Sunday and every time we receive the Eucharist. As we celebrate the institution of the priesthood, so that Jesus can always be with us. To people like his disciples who were very far from perfect, who could not stay awake, who fell asleep, who sat there and ran, who even said, "I do not know the man." And yet he chose them. And he has chose other very weak humans to be able to continue to bring his word, his teaching, and to bring his very self in the Eucharist to all of us. And as we gather on the Holy Thursday, we say, "Thank you, God, and how important it is to us to be one with him and to believe and to continue that." And as our Mass concludes on Holy Thursday, as Jesus invited the disciples to the garden to pray, that we will have an opportunity to go with him and to spend some time with him in prayer, to be invited to the garden with him and to pray with him for a short while before we leave to go. And then on Good Friday, we are invited to walk with him as he journeys in his last days, as we gather to once again to remember that, and our very beautiful, our very touching portrayal of his last days, and to conclude it by receiving and being one with him in the Eucharist. And then on Holy Saturday, despite the fact that probably the semifinals of the NCAA tournament are going to be being held at the same time, we invited to sit there and to live our faith, to come and to gather and to celebrate the light overcoming the darkness, the answer to the history of, you know, the Word of God, of the people of God, as we portray the history leading up to the birth, the death, and as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in his victory over death, as a coming of the light into the darkness, the light into the world, as we remember our baptism where we took part and where that light became personal to us, as his salvation became part of our lives, we have an opportunity to celebrate that in prayer and in love. And so, in this week to come, let us truly live our faith, live this Holy Week, show to God and to Jesus that truly he is our Messiah, our Savior. He is important to us in our life as we celebrate this blessed and beautiful Holy Week. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.